Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Goalie Nutrition makes health simple and delicious. This time of year, make sure you set yourself up for success with our amazing world's first ACV gummies. For restorative rest, your sleep gummies. Or support overall wellness with our entire line of amazing, healthy, and wholesome products. Goalie Nutrition. Taste your goals. Available online at goalie.com or at a retailer near you.
Well, it wasn't the way Bills fans wanted the week to start. Getting bad news on Von Miller after so much optimism. Out for the season with a torn ACL. ACL damage that had to be repaired. We're going to talk all about it here. Sal Capaccio, Matt Bove. It's always game day in Buffalo. I'm Sal. He's Matt. We were going to do this right when we heard the news. Logistically, we just couldn't because that's how big of news this is, Matt. And it's obviously not good news for the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, no, it's not. It kind of caught us all by surprise. I was not anticipating walking into the facility on Wednesday and then finding out at 12:05 that Von Miller was done for the season, regardless of, you know, this procedure or anything. We didn't even really know that was happening. We just knew that there was going to be a further evaluation. We knew that he was on IR, but that there was still a lot of hope from the last thing we had heard that he was going to be back for the end of the season and potentially for the playoffs. And now we know that's obviously not the case. It's a massive blow for the Bills. I don't think this ends their hopes for a Super Bowl or anything like that, but it definitely makes it harder. But it was ever going to be easy. So that's kind of the mindset that I've tried to take with all of this since the injury happened. Like, yeah, it stinks. Von Miller was brought here to help, and he really did make a difference on the field and off the field. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to have to do it without him, but you've been pretty close without him in the past. Now you just got to hope that, you know, your quarterback loses his mind and plays unbelievable like we saw last year, and that maybe you make a couple more timely stops.
Does that have to happen? Does Josh Allen have to play out of his mind for this team to win the Super Bowl? I don't think it does. I think that they have a good enough defense to still play with Kansas City, still play with Cincinnati. I think where it matters here is those critical maybe moments where you wish you had Von for a 3rd and 6 in the fourth quarter. But I think that they don't have to go out there and score 40 points to win, right? I mean, they still have a very, very good defense. And I think that showed up, obviously not a great offense, showed up in New England against the Patriots. We've seen this team for 5 years under Sean McDermott and Leslie Frazier still play terrific defense without having an elite pass rusher.
This is a little bit of a different conversation. Do you trust the defense or do you trust the offense more?
I still trust the defense more, I think, at this point, considering what I've seen from the offense, but I trust Josh Allen, right? I trust that they'll always have an ability to do things with Josh Allen. Look, last year they didn't have Von Miller. We know what happened with 13 seconds left. Mm-hmm. He's brought in as the closer. They were still 13 seconds away from hosting the AFC Championship game. They also didn't have Tre'Davious White. They do now. right? He's back from that. They did have Micah Hyde. Oh, yeah. There's always these things that, you know, guys come in, guys come out, that you can always look at and say, like, you definitely need this guy. Look, I'm not going to sit here and paint the picture of everything's colorful and roses, Matt. I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. We all know. But I will tell you, agreed with you, everything they still want is in front of them. And yeah. I always say that the way I look at it is the betting line never changed. I know it sounds funny to people, but like that's the because the Bills are still a really good team. Like they were the Super Bowl favorites before this was announced. They're still the Super Bowl favorites as we record this, because as great as Von Miller is, he doesn't change the fact that this team is still considered the best team in the NFL by people who make those determinations.
Yeah. And I think that their defense is still solid. Going back to the question that I asked you, I still trust the offense, even though they've had their struggles. And I don't think that Ken Dorsey has maybe been as smooth of a transition as we thought it might be. I don't know, 13 or 14 weeks ago. That's beside the point. As for the Von Miller stuff, yeah, obviously it is like a really big loss for the Bills. I think it's something that they can get through. I think it's something that you find yourself in this position. You got 5 weeks left. You control your own destiny. If you control your own destiny and you play really, really well for this next month and a half, and you get into the playoffs with a bye week, or, you know, you get into the playoffs even with a favorable matchup in the first round, like, okay, it was never, I don't want to keep harping on the same thing. Even with Von Miller, it was going to be a really, really tough battle to try and get to the Super Bowl. That's what it always is. Like, I don't know what it's like to cover a team that has made it to the Super Bowl. I know what it's like to cover teams that come just short of making it to the Super Bowl. So they're going to miss him. And I do think that it's promising that he's going to be around the facility and he's going to be able to be there and coach him up and help. And he's just got a different energy about him. It is funny though, Sal. I know there's a lot of controversy surrounding this list every single year, but the NFL top 100 list comes out and you always are going, okay, this person's too high. This person's too low. Why is Josh Allen here? Why is Stephon Diggs here? Well, the Bills had five players on the top 100 list, two of them, Micah Hyde and Von Miller, out with, well, for Von Miller, season-ending surgery. For Micah Hyde, we thought it was going to be season-ending, probably still will be season-ending. We don't know for sure, though, if there's a chance he could come back. I mean, we see him out there warming up with the teammates that are getting ready to make their return. So who knows? I think that's a long shot, but it is. I asked this question yesterday, Sal. I want to get your take on it. Is this just what it's like for every NFL team, or is this... because we have not experienced any injuries like this with the Bills in the at least in the Sean McDermott era. There have been untimely injuries. There have been bad injuries. But is this what it's like for every team, or is it especially bad now compared to it's interesting. I don't know how it feels.
They have lived and we have a unique life over the last few years being so, what do you want to call it? Lucky, fortunate, good at maintaining and not having injuries, right? And I think we'd all agree. You and I agree on this, I think. Although I will get pushback from some fans sometimes when I talk about how great the medical facility is, the training facility, and helping in this regard. Some fans just say, oh, no, it's just luck. I don't think it's luck at all. I think that it's not. You can't prevent what happened to Micah Hyde. You can't prevent a guy tearing an ACL on the field. What you can do is help with soft tissue injuries and muscles and maintaining and doing all of that. They've been great in that regard. This year, it's kind of caught up with them in the fact that having those other freak injuries has really kind of, you know, caught up with them, like I said, and put people out. I would say this is what it's like for most NFL teams, but A, most NFL teams don't have the talent the Bills do. So when you lose guys, it's going to be a really good player. And B, it's probably also more than what you get from the average team this year, right? And that's why it's made it, Bills went from nothing almost for 3 years to all of this, and that's a huge swing, which is why it feels like that. Let's rewind and reset here for a second. I want to explain to everybody what happened with Von Miller. You were there with Brandon Bean yesterday. I was there. Mm-hmm. As you go back a week, Matt, Brandon Bean had the statement through the pool report that said, we're hopeful he's going to come back. We're putting him on IR just for 4 weeks, and we're going to give him time to recover. Mm-hmm. He explained to us, yeah, that was always the hope. They knew, he said he knew, there was always a chance something would be found during surgery. He goes in to have surgery on the meniscus. They find ACL damage. Matt, I don't think the Bills did anything nefarious here. I don't think they were trying to pull one over on anybody. And I also don't think that they were ignorant to anything. I think that they were hopeful and they always knew, as great as medical and science is these days, there's always a chance it could be more when you get in there and look.
Yeah, so I think the initial, so it happens on Thanksgiving, and probably within a half an hour of the injury happening, there's a couple reports out there from NFL Network and from ESPN that are basically just saying, like, listen, it's bad, but the Bills believe, they avoided the absolute worst case scenario. So that, I think, gave everybody a little bit of optimism, and it was like, okay, so that what that tells me is that the initial tests that are done, because those tests happen basically right when that player gets off the field, yep, that those initial tests came back and there wasn't clarity. And usually with a torn ACL, you have clarity. That's something that you can figure out, you know, within an hour, basically, of doing the test and being like, okay, so it felt like, okay, there's not a lot of clarity. That's a good sign, because usually with a torn ACL, you know, right away. Then it progresses a little bit. You get a couple days into it, and Von probably feels pretty good, because you can walk on an ACL. You can, you know, like, live your life as a normal everyday human, not as an NFL player with a torn ACL. So he's probably feeling good. The swelling's probably going down. He's probably telling the team, yeah, I feel good. Like, let's see what the rest of these tests show. Then what my guess is, they started to find out a little bit more, and they were like, okay, we're not rushing this at all. We're just going to throw you on IR. We just want to make sure that you're back for the playoffs, if that's even feasible. You go down to Dallas and do this surgery. That's where the surgery happened, and we'll see what it says. And basically what happened was, he went down there for the surgery, and then after doing some further evaluations, they're like, yeah, dude, like, this is torn. You can't play football on this. We need to fix this.
And it's important to note, they fixed it right there. Like, I mean, they did the surgery. Like, he doesn't need another surgery. It wasn't like, hey, we found this, let's reschedule you now to come back in. He had the repair to the ACL done in the surgery on Tuesday in Texas. So the timeline's already started, right? And the Bills are, unfortunately, very familiar with this timeline, because it happened on Thanksgiving, like Tre'Davious White. Brandon Bean then said, they do hope for a, hopeful. They expect him to be ready for most of, as he put it, 2023. I will point out, 8 years ago, 2013, when Von Miller tore his ACL, he was back the next year, and he tore it in December that year. And he was back the next year when the season started. So maybe that might be ambitious this time. The Bills will take their time. They do have a long-term investment in this player, obviously. He's going to be out for the rest of the year. He also will be back in Buffalo, Matt. He will be a part of the team, like Micah Hyde is, helping out. He will also be in Buffalo in the offseason rehabbing. This is a situation that in the here and now matters most in 2022. We know that. But it is also something that matters beyond 2022, because this is a player they signed to a 6-year contract for $20 million a year that they hope can help them win championships beyond this season.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of the other points that I want to make. So first off, when talking about Trey White, when talking about Von Miller is an older player. So you would take, maybe, I think common sense would say, okay, maybe it's going to take a little bit longer for him to recover. But keep in mind, corners are a different breed, because everything they do is so reactionary and they're backpedaling. So with an ACL injury, there's a lot of different movements that they're doing compared to other players on a football field that make that recovery, I feel like, a little bit more drawn out. So for Von Miller, this is going to be a big process. I'm not saying, like, okay, this guy's going to be ready for training camp or anything like that, but I would imagine that his recovery time is a little bit faster than Trey White's, just based off of solely the positions that they play. And then as far as him being here, I think it adds, of course, I'm not diminishing him not being on the football field, but I think it's a bigger deal than maybe people give it credit for. Because I think the mentality and the mindset and the way that he just carries himself really does make a difference with some of those younger guys. And I mean, it's easy to do that when he's on the field. But from going back to the summer, I remember, like, they screwed up a rep. They were running lengths of the field, and all of a sudden it was Von Miller doing it. And then it was Greg Rousseau doing it. And then it was AJ Epenesa doing it. Yeah. And that was not something that we saw. Or just at the end of a rep, when the second team defense would go on, they would run and they would do a lap. And it's just like these little things that he kind of instilled in them. And it's, now you're going to be trying to do it for that person. Like, that room is so close. Now you go and you see Greg Rousseau, AJ Epenesa, Boogie Basham, Shaq Lawson. You're going to see that guy on the sideline. And you're going to be like, okay, I want to make a play for my teammates, but I also want to make a play to show Von that, you know, everything that he taught me, I'm listening to. It's human nature. Yeah. So I think that these kind of injuries can do two things. I think that they can derail a team, or they can bring a team closer together. And I think that after Trey got hurt last year, there were a lot of people who were in the sky is falling mode, and this team, the season's done, it's over. And just like that, they found themselves in the position where they were 13 seconds away from going to the AFC Championship in Buffalo. I think the very, you know, I think the biggest question everybody has right now is, can the Bills win the Super Bowl without Von Miller? And I absolutely think they can. So that's why I'm not, the sky is falling. This is a crisis. It sucks. But
WKBW didn't call you and say, pack up your gear, the season's over, after they found out that Von Miller's ACL was, you know, torn and they had to have surgery. Like, you still have a job to do because this team is still where they are. And
they're 9-3. They're the number one seed in the AFC right now.
Let me ask you this. All right. As we end this segment, let's make big picture. All right. No Von Miller. The way Cincinnati's playing, beating Kansas City, who is the bigger threat right now in the AFC? And which team do you think it matters most that they won't have a guy like Von Miller chasing after their quarterback?
I think it's a bigger void against Kansas City, just because I still think, even though the Bengals have beaten them three times in a row, I still think that's the bridge the Bills are trying to cross. Mm-hmm. And I think the Bengals offensive line, while much improved, I think I would still trust the other guys the Bills have to maybe get home there, as opposed to against Kansas City. I think the overall biggest threat in the AFC is still Kansas City, even though they just lost to Cincinnati. And I still think that if you're the Bills, you will be hoping that you avoid the Chiefs at all cost, or if you do have to play them, that you're going to play them in Buffalo. Everybody, I know they're in first place, and that's very good. The Chiefs' remaining schedule is a patty cake schedule. They're going to probably win all five of those games.
Probably.
So for you to be the one seed, it was a little bit funny. The Bills are sitting at home on Sunday. The Chiefs lose, the Dolphins lose, the Jets lose. Everybody, it feels like Bills Mafia is losing their mind. It's like, let's go, first place. Rightfully so. Enjoy it. Soak it in. It's just important to realize, okay, the Chiefs' remaining schedule stinks. So the Bills, you got to win out. And I don't know. I think the Bills are very, very good. I don't think I would bet on them winning out these five games. This is a tough little stretch to end the season for the Bills.
Which means, by the way, the Cincinnati Monday night game literally could be for the number one seed, depending on how things go.
Yeah, which you can watch it on Channel 7, by the way. So thank you, Sal. There you go. Thanks for the plug. I think, well, let me preface it this way. When you're looking at the Bills and you're looking at the final five games, will they be favored in every game?
Yes. I just looked today at some of that, actually, and they are actually right now projected to be a half point favorite at Cincinnati, and then obviously they're favored in all the other games.
Okay. So would you take 4-1?
I think so. Here's the way I look at it. I agree with you. Like, the Chiefs schedule looks really easy, but it is the NFL. And are we really saying that the Bills, the Bengals, and the Chiefs are all basically going to go undefeated over this from here to the end, except for the one game the Bills and Bengals play against each other? I don't know. I think that's a lot to ask. And I'll also throw out, I know I'm crazy. I know. I get it. I'll take it here for anybody who wants to tell me I'm nuts, I'm crazy. I think the Denver Broncos can play a tight game defensively and hold the Chiefs offense down a little bit, and you never know what happens. I understand they stink on offense, but they do play them twice. They have a great defense, the Broncos do. And here's one thing the Bills fans need to do. Root for the Raiders to keep winning. They play the Chiefs tough, and they do play at the end of the year. And if that game matters to the Raiders, that's a game they could lose.
Yeah, and also, too, and going back to, I don't want to discredit Miami, because I know a lot of people are now really low on Miami, and I'm still pretty high on them. A lot of people tweeted at me about, because on the last podcast, I said I was very confident the Dolphins would win, and I was very, very confident that the Chiefs would win. And I made both of those bets this past weekend and lost some money. So I was confident, too, and it turns out I was just wrong. But with the Dolphins this weekend against the Chargers are just clawing and scratching to be alive, and they lost the other day. So to me, that makes that game that much of a bigger deal. And you've got Herbert versus Tua. You've got these two quarterbacks that were taken in the same draft class. I'm just saying, I think the Chargers are going to give the Dolphins all they can handle. Right now, the Dolphins are favored in that game, and I think the Dolphins are going to win. But if the Chargers win, that does give the Bills a lot more wiggle room when it comes to the division than they have currently. Because right now it basically feels like if the Dolphins win and the Bills win this weekend, it feels like next week will be for the AFC East.
And the Chargers are fighting for their playoff lives. That matters to them, obviously, in this game on Sunday Night Football. Quick turnaround then for Miami. All right. We went a little bit long in the first segment talking about Von. So let's turn the page a little bit and talk about one of Von's friends.
Real life is not a game. If you get behind the wheel intoxicated, you're gambling with your life and the lives of others. Play it safe and designate a sober driver. Learn more at chpddp.com. This message is brought to you by the California Highway Patrol.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!